Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better. Even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing.
And make your business sizzle.
Can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing. Online marketing. Social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business? Hey, peeps, I am totally loving all your comments, your feedback, especially the reviews on iTunes. And one of the reviews said, I've gone through a ton of different podcasts, and I can't stand the fluff. What I love about this is actionable tips in a very short period of time. So I try to take 10 minutes and give you some valuable information that's going to help you grow your business. I mean, that's what the whole purpose of listening to this is. So this week, what I want to talk about is five things that you need to think about before the next year starts as far as your online marketing profile. Now, these podcasts are evergreen. So if you're listening to this after November, which it's being recorded now, it's end of November 2016, if you're listening to it later, these things still apply. It's just, you know, you can do it at any time. It's just we all sit here at the end of the year and say, hey, okay, what do we got to do to make next year better? What can we do to grow our businesses? So that's what I want to talk about. So here are the five things that I want you to take a look at. The first one is review your numbers. Okay, go in and look at your marketing numbers. Look at your QuickBooks. Look at your podcast numbers, whatever it is. But take a look and see, how did you do this year versus last year? What's changed? When I first opened up my business, I was doing business card CDs. Well, guess what? You can't buy a computer with a CD player anymore, at least not many, because most of them are tablets or netbooks or something along that lines. So what you have to look at is, how has my business evolved? Where am I getting my customers from? What are they buying? What are they not buying? What has worked as far as my marketing and what hasn't? So review those numbers and figure out what's going on with your business, because that's going to help you with the next few things. The second thing is, take a look at your website. When was the last time you had your website updated? I could tell you from a business standpoint, every 3 years, you should change the look and feel of your website. As a matter of fact, I'm in the process of doing that, getting ready for the next year. So I went to brianbasilico.com and I revamped that, added a new theme. And that's the point. If you have a WordPress website, it may be just time to go in and add a new theme, add some new images, do something to spruce it up, to give it a new look and feel. Whether you do it yourself or you hire somebody to do it, give it something of, you know, a more modern look, something that's more, you know, in line with where your business is today. That's why I said you need to look at your numbers, because that's going to help you decide, what does that look and feel need to be? What does the theme need to do? What do I need to say? So that brings me to the third point. And the third point is, you have to look at your website content. As I said, I was doing business card CDs. If I had a page on my website that talked about that today, people would laugh. It's like, oh man, this dude's still back in 2001, right? So you have to go look at the content and say, what has changed in my business, and are these pages speaking to my customers? Is the content that's written in there speaking to my customers? Is the images that I'm using speaking to my customers? So you want to review the content that's on your web pages, and maybe you're going to delete a few and add a few more, and maybe reorder them so you get the right content in front of your people. Why? Because the way that websites have been evolving has really changed. We no longer look at websites as a series of brochures, because most people won't sit here and just flip through the brochure. What they want to do is they want an answer to a direct problem. So websites have become much more of a landing page. So what you're trying to do is drive people to the solution that they're looking for, and that could be a page inside your website. The old methodology was get them to the homepage, show them all your options, let them click through that, and then hopefully click through to your contact page. Nowadays, what you want to do is create a series of landing pages that talks to them in the way that they want to be spoken to, offer them a clear solution to the problem that they showed up on the page for, and then have a call to action that says, if you're ready to get started, do this. If you're not ready to get started, maybe join our email list so we can help you learn more about how to solve this problem. So it's really super important to go in and look at the content and say, is this representing my business in the form and function that it has today? Because chances are 3 years ago, things have changed. And you have probably some new things that you're doing, maybe some new ways of explaining what you're doing. And your customer base, I'm sure, has changed. So let your website evolve with how your business is evolving. The next thing I want you to look at is creating a marketing calendar. Going through and looking at the next 12 months and saying, okay, based on the numbers that I've seen, based on the client base that I have, how do I communicate certain things at certain times of the year? Just like right now I'm talking to you about thinking starting off the new year with a new website with new content. Create a marketing calendar that says, okay, in January I'm going to do this, in February I'm going to do that, in March, April, May, whatever it is, you're going to have a plan of what it is that you want to say. Now, that plan could be your podcast, it could be blogs, it could be print material, could be presentations, could be a whole bunch of different things. But what you need to do is lay out that plan so you know what you're going to do, so you're not scrambling every single month saying, what am I supposed to communicate to my customers? How do I find new customers? What do they want to hear? All of this should be pretty congruent. So start thinking ahead to what it is that you can be doing in your marketing to talk to the audiences, especially the newer audiences that you've acquired, and how you can communicate with more of them to help you grow your business. The last or fifth thing that I want to talk about is something that everybody should be doing: email marketing. Now, a lot of people say that email marketing is dead, but it's far from it. We just got through Black Friday and Cyber Monday, and I cannot tell you the number of emails that I got. It was probably in the couple of hundreds, maybe 300-400 from all these different people. And some people would send something out on Black Friday and then Black Saturday or Small Business Saturday and then Black Sunday and then Cyber Monday. And it was like, boom, 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 boom. These people were just barraging inboxes. But what I want you to do is take a look at how can you use email marketing to continue to communicate with your audience. Let's face it, I'm a social media guy and I love social media, but it's getting harder and harder to get above the noise. First and foremost, if you have a brand page on Facebook, your posts don't show up in news feeds anymore. Why is that? Because it's being replaced with sponsored posts, and that's how Facebook is making its money. So if you want to reach your audience, you have to be prepared to spend. And a lot of people don't want to do that. Same goes with LinkedIn. LinkedIn had Pulse, where you could place articles in there. Well, Pulse is gone. And it used to be when I posted an article in Pulse, I would get over 1,000 views. Now I'm lucky if I get 10. So all the free options that we had at our fingertips in this panacea of social media are starting to dwindle. Now, is social media still valid? Yes. Still post your content, still create great stuff and put it up there. But I think email marketing should become more of a part of your plan. So that means you have to focus on growing your list, using the right email program. Maybe it's time to change. Maybe it's time to move to a new one. As a matter of fact, I'm moving from AWeber to Drip. And if you want to learn more about that, let me know. But the key thing is think about how you can communicate with your audience the way they want to be communicated to. So those are the five things I want you to think about. Take a look at reviewing your numbers. Make sure your website has a new look and feel. Review the content in the website. Is it speaking to your audience? Create a marketing calendar to get your messages out on time. And then finally, take a look again at email marketing. Your clients will approve.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you.